This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
All right, so it's the game that is seemingly taken overnight. Whether you're a teenager, an adult, a gamer, not a gamer, whatever, we're in the midst of a Fortnite revolution right now, and the Silver and Black is hopping on board. That includes Derek Carr, Pharaoh Brown, and Eric Harris, who we now welcome in to the Beat Laboratory for the official Raiders podcast. So Eric, first off, thanks for hanging out with us. So for the uninitiated, kind of describe Fortnite to us. What is this game that's kind of blown up overnight?
Well, it's a strategy game where you can, you know, play solo, or you can have a partner, you can have a squad of four, and basically 100 guys in a room, and you're on this map. There's a storm over time of a game. The storm shrinks the map, you know, and you basically just run around, you and your squad, and shoot people and try to win, you know, and then you can collect material to build build forts and build bases or whatever out of wood, steel, or bricks. So I don't know what it is about the game that's so addicting.
It seems like everyone's kind of playing right now. Like, obviously, Derek's been playing it, Richard Sherman. Like, it seems like it's kind of taken the NFL world by storm. So is it like a game where you could, like, play with other guys? Like, you could, like, play with Derek or whoever?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think that's part of the reason why it's so addicting. You know, you and your boys hop on, you guys send the group text out and say, hey, hopping on at 8 o'clock, and you know, we're all on different schedules, time zones and stuff like that, and when your kids get in bed, but we usually make it a time, we get on, and it's like, I don't know, it's funny, I take it so serious. I'm like, hey, behind you, like, to your left, 250 degrees, and we use a compass at the top of the screen. So it's funny, actually.
So I'm like so bad at like all these kinds of games. Like, I play like Madden like super sporadically, and I'm not very good. But our guy Kyle Martin from Raiders.com is like our resident. We give him a hard time. He's like our senior esports correspondent. So Eric, have you won the game? You've won, right?
Yeah, I've won. I probably have about 6 victories, I would say.
Kyle, how many do you have?
Dude, I'll be honest with you. I've been struggling to get that first dub under my belt, man. I've come real close. I've got a lot of second place finishes, but I've never won solo either.
Yeah, solo's pretty hard. So here's how I won. I had 2 where, you know, we dominated. We got to the circle first. We built our fort, and we just held down the circle. But every other time I hop on with one of my close friends from back home, and we're on a squad, you know, and our two group members, they want to go to Tilted Towers. We're not going there. So they usually die right away. So it's just us two, and we basically, you know, get it right inside the circle, and, you know, we put up our fort, we camp out, and we just move along with the circle. So that's how I've got a majority of my wins.
I was just going to actually ask you what your strategy is, because me and my buddies, you know, it all depends on our mood. Tilted Towers is kind of like a death trap, you know, where you're just setting yourself up for failure right away. But we tend to go with the hide and survive route, which, you know, usually comes to get us in the final groups. But you have to move with the circle as it shrinks, you know, because that storm, if you get trapped outside of it, you're screwed pretty much for the most part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when you do get trapped in, it's funny, you're running, you're like talking, hey, anybody got bandages? You got med kits, and talk about shield potions. So it's pretty funny when it does happen. But I've landed in Tilted Towers a couple of times, and that's usually when I'm like, hey, let's have a quick game. Who cares? Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see how many kills we can rack up.
Usually I'm holding that circle button pretty fast to return to the lobby.
Do you consider yourself more of a builder, or are you more of like the assassin of the group?
I'm definitely the assassin, go-getter. Definitely not a builder. I feel like if I were to build in real life how I build on Fortnite, my house would never sell.
Kyle, are you more of a builder, or are you an assassin?
No, man, I'm not much of a builder. I usually just go for the kill count, and me and my buddies, we just go with the hide and survive, where we stick on the outskirts of the circle as it shrinks, and then when we're forced to go into, you know, combat, that's when I make my living.
I'm the same way, and the guys that scare me are the guys that are builders.
Yes.
They just throw up stuff so fast, I'm like, dude, you just built a castle.
They on hills, they have full-blown fortresses. It's insane because they're literally up in the sky. Like, the clouds are around them. You can't exactly target them.
So it's like a builder. A builder is literally just like what it sounds like. A builder is a builder, and then the assassin guys are the guys that go out and like wreak havoc and do what they need to do. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah. So here's the thing that's why it's hard about building, right? So you have all this material. You have 3 different types of material. So you hit the button to get to the material to build something. You can put like a straight wall up. You can put like a floor down. You can make a you can make stairs, or you can make like a pyramid triangle, like a roof type thing. And you have to know, like, in the middle, when somebody starts shooting you, these guys just throw up walls. So it's like, you have to know what button to hit to get to that wall that stands straight up, you know? And then you might run out of material, so then you have to hit another button to get to the other material that you have. So it's like, it's pretty difficult.
Your hand-eye coordination has to be at peak levels in order to play the game.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Eric, let me ask you this. So Kyle, we give Kyle a hard time, but Kyle has the full headset going. Like, he'll send us snaps, like, to the group up here, and be like, all right, clocking in for work, and he goes full head. Do you go headset, or you go no headset?
Oh, headset for sure.
You got to be able to hear people walking around you. You got to be able to communicate.
I probably look like Derek on the field, you know, on game day with the helmet on. He has a mic in his helmet and stuff like that. I'm communicating. I'm the quarterback out there.
I mean, if you're not wearing the headset, you can't really be taking the game that seriously, you know?
Yeah, no, not at all. Communication is key.
So have you played against Derek yet?
No, I haven't. I just got back. I was back, like I said, I was back home in PA. Talking at this leadership conference, and it was driving me nuts. I'm like, man, I should have brought my PlayStation.
Dude, I was just telling them yesterday, too, because we were going through, like, Derek's tweets with Richard Sherman and you, of course, and I was blown away when I saw Richard Sherman had, like, 81 squad wins and, like, 6 solo wins. I couldn't wrap my head around that.
I screenshotted that, and I sent it to my boys back home. I said, we need to step our game up.
I literally sent it to all my buddies, too.
Who do you think? Do you think you're the best Fortnite player on the Raiders?
I don't know. I don't know how many guys play, you know. I just started seeing Derek talk about it, and then I'm sure other guys play it. You know, I was a huge Call of Duty guy, but Fortnite is just something different about it. It's like, I'm terrible at sports games. I love shooting games, like story mode games, stuff like that, but I don't know what's so addicting about it.
How did you originally first find out about the game? Because I know when I first saw it, I thought like David Johnson put it out, I thought it looked kind of childish. You know, it's kind of cartoony. And eventually I was kind of just forced to download it because all my buddies wanted to try it. But now that I'm in it, it's, like you said, it's beyond addicting.
Yeah, so my brother in college, he played all the time. I'm like, dude, what is Fortnite? He's like, man, you got to play, you got to get it, it's addicting, you know. And usually when people hype stuff up like that, you get in like, kind of disappointed. But no, it was like, it was really addicting. And I just kept playing it, like, I'd play a little bit, and then I turn on Call of Duty. The next day, I'd play a little bit more Fortnite and less Call of Duty. Now, I hardly ever play Call of Duty.
I'm the same exact way, man.
Dude, so yesterday, you posted that screenshot or whatever, and it had your gamer tag in it. So how many friend requests or whatever did you get after that?
A rookie mistake. While I was playing one game, I probably got about 20. Yeah, I got 20 in one game, so I turned the game off, and I told my wife, I said, babe, I messed up. And I explained to her what I did or whatever. But
that's such a distraction, too. When you're mid-game, you're focused, you're trying to get the job done, you've got all these friend requests popping up in your notifications.
Oh, yeah, but I totally forgot about it. I mean, it's not a big deal. You know, I can ignore if I want, or I can accept it if I want. But it was just like, I was so in the moment, I'm like adrenaline rushing. You know, it was just me, and then it was like 3 other people. One person fell, and then 2 people they had their base built, and they were just chilling underneath, and I just broke down the wall, you know, and killed them. So I was like, my adrenaline was rushing, and I just took a screenshot and just posted it.
For someone like me who has come so close to winning, describe what it finally feels like to get that first victory royale, man.
It's funny, because it really is an adrenaline rush. Like, my heart's racing. I don't know. It's funny that a game can bring that so much excitement just from winning.
Oh, I hear you, dude. My hands get super clammy on the controller when I'm playing. I can't handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so we always give Kyle a hard time because he has a group chat. What's your group chat called for your Fortnite?
I need a medic.
So you like a group chat that you just go back and forth with your boys, and you're like, all right, I'm logging on at 8 o'clock PA time or whatever, and then you guys all just kind of like come together and play?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's usually how it happens. We have a little group chat, and we text each other, hey, getting on 8 o'clock. All right, cool. Run a little bit behind on bedtime routine with the boys. I'll be on like 20 minutes late.
we have like an Instagram chat too, where like, you know, Barstool Sports, they do a lot of videos where they show like videos of just kids in college getting super angry with each other, you know, because you get upset if someone on your squad doesn't do their job. And so we send like all those videos to each other too. It's super funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Some of them videos are crazy. I'm like, people are geniuses.
Dude, so obviously you guys are having a lot of fun with Fortnite, but I've always wondered this, like, what is an off-season day? Like, you're probably like a month away now from coming back here, off-season workout program. Like, what's like a normal off-season day looking like for you right now?
Wake up, you know, throw breakfast on the stove or in the microwave, depending on how late we wake up, get the kids ready for school, take them to school. I go and work out at D1. Over here on the North Shore, and then I come home, you know, eat lunch, hang out with the wife, you know, run some errands or clean up the house, and go pick the kids up, and then it's full daddy mode from there, you know. Yeah. So it's a balance of finding when I can get the game in.
So you're like fully like domesticated, like you got like the honey-do list, like, all right, I go to the grocery store, I gotta mow the lawn, all that jazz during the off season.
Oh yeah, it's. The off season is the real job. In season, you know, it's easier. I'm doing more football, less daddy duties.
What's like the biggest like air, like the biggest undertaking your wife has had you do this off season? Like, you have like a big project you're working on, or?
We just small things, you know, catching up. Our pool is a mess right now. It's green, has leaves in it. I don't know. Being in Louisiana, it might be an alligator out back. Who knows?
Real quick, does your wife ever give you a hard time about playing Fortnite?
Does she? She hates the video game. She hates the video game. She always says, like, I feel like you're trying to fit me in your schedule with the video game.
Kyle, that's kind of what Angela says to you, huh?
Yeah, my girlfriend says the same thing, man. When I put my headset on for her one time, and she literally looked at me with disgust.
Yep. That sounds about right. Another reason why I like Fortnite so much, like I said, I was a Call of Duty guy. Call of Duty can be pretty violent and then graphic, you know, and have some language on it. So Fortnite, like you said, is kind of cartoonish. So we're not real huge with our 4-year-old, you know, playing with guns and stuff like that. So it's not to where when you shoot somebody, blood's like coming out of them and stuff like that. It's just damage, like the number damage that's coming out of them. So that's pretty nice that they can actually watch me play the game and, you know, act like they're playing. I give them the old PlayStation 3 controllers because they don't understand right now. They think they're running around on the screen with me, but really they have the PlayStation 3 controllers.
Dude, so what's the so Derek tweeted a thing out the other day, is like Fortnite or like PUBG, like what's the PUBG one?
If I heard correctly, you play PlayStation, right?
I do play PlayStation.
So I think PUBG is only on Xbox One, but it's very similar, isn't it? Like I haven't played it personally, but I know it's got like the similar type of game style.
Yeah, I've heard the same, and I honestly haven't even seen videos or anything like it, but people kind of explained it to me, and they said it's about the same thing. I guess it's a little more adult-like.
Mm. So Fortnite's just, like, the better version of PUBG, then? It's, like, the more popular version, I guess?
Dude, it's free, like.
Since you said it's free, I gotta ask, because I'm not one who's gonna do this, but have you purchased anything in the game? Because you can do that. The game itself is free, but they have stuff like outfits, or, like, you can upgrade your resource axe, whatever you want to do, right? You can purchase those. Have you done that?
I have not. No, I have looked around, and you know, some people have some pretty sweet outfits, you know, but no, I have not. I'm like, I'm not spending money on this game.
I'm right there with
unless
you.
Unless it were to like up my, like, you know how when you level up, if that would make you better, but it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does nothing at all.
Guns in the game, so no.
Yo, is this like one of those games where you could like build like a character, like back in the day with like Warcraft or whatever, you could like put an outfit on your dude and you could like, you know, change his hairstyle? Can you do that in Fortnite or no?
You can just change his outfit, but it's like if you don't purchase anything, like sometimes what you see in a lobby might not be who you are when the game starts. They kind of just give you a random person.
There's like 4 dudes that you can randomly be, or like 4 chicks that you could randomly be, and you just randomly get selected.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can't like choose like, hey, I want to be the magician or whatever. Like, you just kind of get randomly assigned what you get.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Exactly. All
right. So I saw on Instagram yesterday that Pharaoh has claimed victory. So we got to figure out a way. You guys got to like Twitch it or something. Like, you, Pharaoh, Derek, like all these dudes got to go in and like last man standing wins for bragging rights or something.
We got to. We got to.
I want to see the challenge.
Do they both play on PlayStation?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
We'll hit Pharaoh up and see. I think he's a PlayStation guy. We'll hit him up, then we'll find out.
Okay.
We'll get it set up. We'll get it set up. You guys go to battle, and then we'll bring you back on to discuss the game, who won, all that good stuff. Sound good?
Sounds great. I feel like we need to be mic'd up.
Dude, I was telling Eddie yesterday, like, during training camp, because I know you guys, like, sometimes play Madden in your rooms and stuff when you're just kicking it. Like, it'd be so cool if, like, during training camp or something, we had, like, a Fortnite tournament in the room where, obviously, you guys get mic'd up. There's a couple cameras on you, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you let me know if it's official, because I'm going to spend the rest of my offseason just practicing Fortnite.
All right, sounds good. We'll hit Pharaoh up. We'll try to get in touch with DC, and we will come back and set this up, and we'll bring you guys back in and talk all about it. So, Eric Harris, dude, thank you so much for taking a little time to hang out with us today, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
All right, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.